Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted's a longtime member, 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a veteran journalist, former commodities trader. That means he has ice water still in his veins. He's the author, folks, of one of my favorite books on the planet in my whole library, China Inc., which is a seminal work, a book of prophecy about that mysterious country. He's a Pacific Rim expert. He's also the author of the great demographic book, The Shock of Gray, and he's our good friend, Ted. Welcome back.
Oh, so glad to be with you. It's funny how things have come full circle. I mean, China Inc. came out, you know, I started reporting it right when the SARS outbreak happened.
Right.
And people thought that China was over, that communism was dead, that the regime was, you know, discredited thoroughly. And, you know, and just as it looked like the regime in China was firming up and having complete control of their country and every aspect of everyone's life, knowing your face, knowing your everything.
Yeah.
It seemed like the country was unaware of what was going on in its own borders and really caught in a very dangerous situation as a result.
Well, I remember SARS because I was a member of an international group of experts that was put together, and we were supposed to go to China for our next meeting, and we weren't able to go because the bad news is I didn't get a chance to go to China. The good news is we went to Stockholm, and that was I wouldn't take anything for that having gone there. But SARS caused that. SARS, the disease SARS, folks, it was so bad in Canada, if you remember, the Canadian airline. The Air Canada went out of business. And, however, I want to point out, as bad as SARS was, no one in America died from SARS. I think we need to put that in perspective with what's going on right now with the coronavirus, which is getting ugly. It's getting scary because of the exponential growth in numbers every other day of the people who are sick and people who die. But I also want to remind people so far, around 8 million Americans, I'm sorry, 8,000 Americans have died this year in America with the flu. 8,000 have already died this year. So let's put that in perspective. What do you think, Ted?
I think that's right. And, you know, it's one of those diseases where there's no treatment for it. But
that's the only scary part.
But the treatment would be the same as flu, which is, you know, keep people comfortable, healthy, clean, hydrated, and all that.
Right.
And we're pretty good at that.
But have you ever seen China locked down?
Drinking water.
Was China ever locked down during the SARS epidemic like it is now?
It was locked down. And it also had a kind of de facto quarantine because the streets were utterly empty.
That's what they're saying now. The people I'm talking to are reporting that now over there.
Well, I think even what companies are doing and, as you said, with travel being so severely restricted now, there's, you know, very little reason to venture out and do, you know, the kind of disposable things you would do in your life, you know, go have a good time, go celebrate the Chinese New Year, all the restaurants that would normally be teeming with people and the 3 billion trips on trains that Chinese people make around trains and planes around this year, they've all stopped. So,
well,
so
even this is going to be a big thing to the economy over there and therefore the global economy, right?
Yeah, there's some estimates on that. Some of the big predicting houses with financial predictions have come out and said the Chinese economy could shrink by 2% this year. That's regarded as a conservative estimate. And because global growth is so driven by China, it could drive down global economic growth by up to 1%. I mean, this is something that all your listeners have to steel themselves for, is, you know, the contingency plans on all of this. You know, but there's black swan events always looming around the horizon, but here's one that's right in front of us.
This could be a true black swan event, folks, in a way. But the thing we have to remember is their financial system, as you know very well, their banking system, their financial system, the way they allocate capital over there is not high functioning. This could be a major blow to that. Ted, what do you think?
Well, I think it is. It's a major blow any way you look at it.
But could it be existential for that government
over there?
In the financial
sector, so much of... Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Could it be existential for that government, quickly?
Yeah, well, we'll see. It could mean that they get even harder core.
That may happen. We're going to be right back with Ted Fishman. Stay with us. We're going to talk about the China trade deal after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.